cellular mobile.
TRK3JOY.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Joy.
Hey, Bernice. Hey, Tom. Bernice Gear says, hey. Just thought I'd do an unusual thing and pop in and say hello and how are you all doing?
Doing fine.
She got her new store-bought hip, Joy, and she just about out to run a marathon. We just got a call a while ago, though, and she's got to do some iron infusion to get her hemoglobin back right. But other than that, real good.
Go real quickly for you and get that hemoglobin back in a good place, Bernice. And I've been keeping up with your hip with Gary, and I am so pleased and thankful for you. My sister had a hip replacement at least 3 months ago. I think it's been four. And she's still whining around. But, of course, she's one of those that can break a fingernail and have to go to the emergency room. And she's whined about doing what she was supposed to do. And I kept telling her that would just make her recovery longer, but she wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah, well, you know, John up north, KO4RJN, he had a terrible time with his, too. He was in pain for about 3 weeks and had to take, they always give you some opioids. And Bernice has taken a total of 6 Tylenol since she had her surgery, and she's up walking around, no walker or anything now, and has never complained about the pain. Now, her foot on that side's swelling, but she don't complain about that either.
I based my opinion on what you should do with my experience when I had my knee replaced. And I have a total knee replacement. And my philosophy is, because this is what I did exactly what the doctor told me to. When I was in rehab, I even did extra. So my philosophy is, if the doctor says stand on your head 3 times a day in the corner and whistle 4 choruses of Dixie, that's what you should do.
And you have a headache.
Yeah.
You did what they said.
I did everything they said.
Yeah, and she's done the exercises, and all the ladies really nice. I think she's got to come a couple more times. But, guys, Bernice has been to Costco with me one time, a week or two ago. She just had it done on December 18th, and she didn't use one of them carts. And I have to use one of them carts. It just depends on the heart failure, you know, and temperature outside and all that. When it's real cold, it bothers me more. But she just refused, and she's been shopping with me at Aldi's and Walmart, and she don't want no damn cart. I won't tell you who those carts are for.
Do I know? There's been a few occasions when, because of my back, I really, truly needed to use one, and there were none available because those other people had them all.
Well, I had a friend that serviced those, and I worked on the SCR drives and stuff, on motorized pallet jacks and stuff. It's the same. And he said, Tom, he says, they got a 250-pound limit on them, and he says, they break them faster than I can repair them because they exceed that.
I'll try not to say too much, Tom. I struggle continually with my weight, and my back has been acting up, making me unhappy. And I was talking to my brother, and I don't know why it came up like this. We've been trying to get our family together at my sister's that lives in Winston-Salem, and everything's gone skew-wise and quite crooked every time we speak today. Of course, tomorrow the weather's real easy. But that's why we were talking about my back. If I ride a long distance without getting out walking, it really bothers me. And he said, well, what are they going to do about it? And I told him, I said, there's nothing else they can do. In my kidneys. And I said, I've made up my mind, the only thing that can be done for my back is for me to lose about 50 pounds. And he said, Ann? And I said, I'll come live at your house where you just give me a little duty plate at dinner time, and maybe that'll help.
Yeah. You know, I've been blessed. My brother was blessed. We could eat a horse. And when I was younger, I could just about eat that much, Joy, and never gain a pound. And our sisters hated us for that because they could look at food and gain a pound. So I'm not making fun of the people that do ride those, but some of them are, truthfully, they could walk. If I can, they can. But like I said, they break down those carts and they take them away from a lot of times from people who really need them. And I don't know what to say. Walmart's the lousiest of all. Costco's and Sam's are usually excellent. And we go over to Spartanburg to stay away from Woodruff. But they always have carts available almost entirely, unless it's around Christmas or something. But anyway, what you and Gary up to today? We're headed down to the daughters with some eggs, and then we'll be coming back, and then Mr. Patrick will be stopping by for some eggs here in a little while.
Good. Well, we're just off to get our monthly Gary's ears lowered and my hair shaped up a little bit, and then we got to pick up a couple of prescriptions on the way home, just in case the weather gets bad enough for them to want to close the pharmacy or something. And I think I'm going to, instead of just sitting and waiting on Gary to run in, I'm going to go in with him and pick up a few things. I took the smell of the weather this morning and decided I needed to make a pot of homemade soup.
Thinking about that, what'd you wind up deciding, Bernice?
Soup, please, some potato soup.
I mentioned she was going to make vegetable soup, and I said, why don't you just make some potato soup? I love tater soup. So she's going to do that, and some egg salad sandwich. But, you know, they panic down here whenever there's going to be 2 or 3 inches of snow. Now, if it's ice, that's justified. I fell on the black ice, and it is not any fun at all. After several surgeries, I finally got over it, but it still bothers me. But ice, it's a bad thing. And, you know, we've been here about 14, 15 years now, and my neighbor told me just before we moved down here, he says they was out of power for 6 days from a big ice storm back, probably be about 2010.
J-O-Y. Yeah, the ice is really bad, and, you know, Tom, if I want to be foolish, we've got a little old sled we had for the grandson years ago. I'll get out there and let Gary push me so I can slide down the hill. Then he can maybe come down there with the tractor and bring me back up that hill.
Yeah, Joey, we got one of those hills, too. It's everybody's private raceway. They come down it every day. In fact, a few years ago, some kids come down that and actually inverted their car to the roof, and the highway patrolman said they was running 125 miles an hour. And they hit a tree finally and stopped and crawled out of that car. I think it was like a Ford Taurus or something. And I don't know how those kids lived. And they'd been down that hill 3 times, a little fellow that was working on our driveway said. And the 3rd time, they went airborne. But they do that still. And it infuriates me, but law enforcement, they won't do anything about it. I asked them if they put in speed bumps. No, there's not enough cars. Well, now they just built probably 400 to 600 houses up north of us. So, yeah, there is enough traffic.
Well, there's counters out there or something, but I don't know. But at any rate, well, Tom, we're just about parking here at the beauty shop. You and Bernice have a lovely, lovely afternoon, and if the weather does get bad, please take care. It was good talking to you, Bernice. You take care. And again, I'm just so happy for you, and thank you that God's blessed you that way. Y'all have a good afternoon. N0TR, this is K3JOY, and I'm going to be clear after yours.
I have a shunt inside of me from my kidney to my bladder, and whenever they get around to it, you know how they are, they got to go in through my back instead of the normal way. And they got to go in there, and I guess the stones are above 1 point, well, call it an inch and a quarter, so they can't get them out the other way. So I have to have a major surgery done. Whenever that comes up, who knows? It took them long enough to get Bernice a hip surgery, but boy, Dr. Shirley, he surely did a wonderful job. Anyways, take care. Say hi at the old man there, and we'll catch you down the line. K3JOY N0TR. The pleasure's all mine. Thanks for jumping in there, Joyce.